If you would like to get featured in an episode, please send us a voice message using the link in the description. You can also reach out to us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Welcome to the Learn Be All podcast with me, Melvin, and your boy Iniesto. You know the vibe. So today we have an amazing guest. I don't know what's happening. So we have an amazing guest. You know the vibe. Here we want to make meaningful, meaning we want to give meaningful conversation. So we want to have meaningful conversations with young people like ourselves, from the legal field, because both of us are lawyers and we are interviewing everyone and anyone who has, like, you know what I'm saying, So yeah, so today we have Gabriel Mukuya, who he needs no introduction because some of you have seen him on screen, you've seen him on trending. He has been on Citizen, he has been on YouTube, he's everywhere.
I'm here now.
Yeah, so Gabu, thank you so much for coming. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You can introduce yourself, tell the people who you are.
Yes. Hello everyone, Lo and Beholders, and our guest for today.
Lo and Beholders, I love that.
Lo and Beholders and our guest for today. Yeah. My name is Gabriel Mukuya Nganga.
Gabriel,
yeah,
like Angel Gabriel,
the angel. Achia.
Your mom was thinking about the angel. Gabriel is the one who needed you.
Tutamuita interview.
Okay, we should invite.
This one is a kujibu.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a young man. In my
clearly you're a young man.
Early 20s. The early 20s.
Yeah, early
between 20 and 30, nearly 20.
Early 20.
Yes. I'm a student here in Africa Nazarene.
Uh huh.
I am studying finance.
Finance?
Yeah, I'm in my fourth year.
Today you're looking like a psychologist.
Yeah.
You're doing psychology.
Today I was all about meeting people. So I had to look presentable and approachable.
I like it. You look good, bro.
Thanks, man. Thanks, okay. Man. So, Tuluku Abi.
So, introduce yourself. Tell people what you do apart from being Gabriel.
I'm a leader in the student council.
You're part of the leadership here at Nazarene University.
Yes, Nazarene University from Hanson, the year 2022, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the drama club, the outgoing chairman. I'm a dancer, I'm an actor.
Hey, you're a jack of all trades.
I'm a business owner.
You're a business owner. Yeah. What do? You can tell the people what you
We own a laundry business.
You have a laundry business?
Yeah, it's called the Washed Up.
The Washed Up.
Yeah, watakule. We'll take a poster.
We'll put the poster. We'll put all the details. Where is it found, the business?
Rongai Masenoj from Skylark Apartments. Kifika Skylark.
Kulizia to Skylark Apartments.
Yeah, money laundering. The Washed Up.
I hope you're not doing money laundering.
Okay, guys. So as we were saying, you're strong, can.
Okay.
If money comes,
you can launder it.
It depends.
You can clean the money.
I can clean.
You can
like
clean.
In a kwashia pesa vizuri. I hope the same.
Okay, so you're a business owner, actor,
dancer,
graphic. I think you also. I remember you do events.
Yeah, I do events. I'm an MC, hype man.
If somebody is holding an event, but the party will organize
everything. Everything. I work under Experts Entertainment.
Experts Entertainment.
So with that, we do. If you want that whole planning for us to help in planning, we got you, man.
So if you send us the details, we want to meet like as a company. We want to go for team building.
I got you.
You're going to provide everything.
We provide sound, photography, videography.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So look.
It's all about making memories.
You want to make
memories
more
memorable.
Okay, I see what you're
squeezing up on my hand. No, what are you saying?
So look, you're welcome to the Learn Be All podcast. You're such an amazing person, and personally, we are honored to have you in the podcast.
Thank you.
So we usually start with random questions so that people can know who is Gabriel Mukuya deeply. And I'm going to start right off the bat.
Twanze.
If you could swap lives, with anyone in the world right now, dead or alive, who would it be?
Dead or alive?
Don't you make it too vague. Chadwick Boseman. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. That's a good choice. But why Chadwick?
Chadwick, I have seen what he did.
Yeah.
And how he used his time when he was alive.
Yeah.
And I always play like okay, we don't know how long we can live.
Yeah.
But with the little time we have, we can do great things.
It's true.
I believe he lived to the fullest.
Yeah.
And with what he has done, the world is inspired.
I will tell you, personally, I've been inspired. And when I've watched Black Panther. I've not watched the second one, but the first one, I was so inspired. And him dying because of cancer, it was so shocking. I didn't know that he was suffering the whole time.
People never knew.
So if you could swap lives, it would be Chadwick Boseman.
But not the suffering.
But not the suffering.
You see the acting. I love acting. I'm an actor.
Yeah.
But you know, everyone is who or she is because of something that... I am who I am because of what I chose to be. You get the point?
Yeah.
Maybe the passion was acting, but the cancer came. But he never let the cancer show it more than the acting.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Like, yeah. Don't show me your challenges, but rather show me what you can do.
What you can do, man.
Let the challenge come later. I tell you, when I was doing far, this is what I was going through. And yeah. Like
people didn't know
you're battling this thing and you really manage, like you pull it off, like you're just living the normal life.
Yeah.
That's not that is where you become the masterpiece or just the god, like
the god. Yes. Yeah. I agree, because no one knew. And her. I can't.
But I'm not saying we withhold what we are, our suffering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you think someone can help, approach. But
yeah. So be open.
Be open. But
also at the same time, be strong.
Yeah, be strong. If it came to you, there's a reason. There's a reason.
So what's your favorite movie by Chadwick?
I have watched Black Panther. Marinese Black Bottom.
I think I should watch that.
He was not the main character, another a support character.
But he did it well.
Yeah, I loved his character. He was portrayed as a guy who had this passion to have his own band. But he was working and they were acting with Viola Davis. So Viola Davis was normal in it.
Oh.
Because now she was the lead singer in the
band. Viola Davis is also another good
actor. Yeah, she's amazing. So seeing both of them do what they're doing.
It's inspiring by them.
Man.
Me, I think my favorite movie by Chadwick Boseman is, they did a biopic. I don't know if you know biopics. Where they do like a biography of somebody who used to be alive. So they did he did a biography acting as James Brown, who is the father of funk. I don't know if you know James Brown. William says, oh, I feel good.
That one.
That's the guy, James Brown. So that movie is epic. The next question. What's the silliest thing you've ever done? The silliest thing.
Silliest. My girlfriend called me through her phone. Every dog up through the phone call.
What? That's the silliest thing.
I think it was.
She dumped you.
No, she called me. Mm-hmm. But he took the opportunity.
She called you and then she broke up with you.
I broke up.
You broke up with her?
Yeah.
Hey. Jaman.
I was also, you see the way you're shocked? I was shocked.
Hey, yeah. Me, I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Fear, man. So what is...
I don't think that's the most silly, but... Silly. Goja.
Silly, I don't know.
Like, apa nilikuwa fala.
Oh, you are the silly man there.
I think I was.
Yeah, I think you were. You were silly.
Let me admit it.
It's phone call.
Phone call?
Really? People do it in person. But anyway, when is the last... I asked what is the silliest thing you've done? So now I want to ask... When was the last time you laughed so hard? I know you're a bubbly person. You are always active.
Ah, yesterday.
The last time you laughed so hard. Yesterday. What made you laugh? It is making you laugh right now.
I met my friend Kasike.
Kasike,
yeah. Kasike, you know him.
You live there.
So he was with his friend. They were carrying a crate of eggs. It was empty. So the guys are walking around from Skylark to Walifika Karibu Paparichi. The guys are looking for eggs and they never found.
Oh, so they were looking for cheap eggs.
We went after mine.
Hey.
So, we went to a shop. I'm like, bro, how serious is this? What is this?
Why were they looking for eggs like that? But I'm sure they were looking for chips, because eggs now, I think, are the cost of living has gone up, so eggs are about
3:30. I'm not 4.
I don't know for the tray, but I know one is going at 20. Imagine I went to buy eggs. I think it's yesterday.
And it's 20. I was to buy them. Me and my friend Jan.
Yeah.
Because when I could use a shop.
Nay.
Bila tray, we never
had a tray.
Then you're told and for 50. For 2 minutes.
The government should really look at the eggs prices, because that is one of the staple meals for comrades, if I'm not wrong.
They should look at everything.
And look at everything. Not just eggs.
Even look at me.
Okay. What is your favorite topic to talk about? Like, as Gambo, what's the favorite topic you like talking about? You love talking about life.
Life is so...
Well, what is life? What is life?
For me, it's all about living in them.
Living in the moment.
I want to give a better definition. And if I
how can you define living in the moment?
You see, the now, this is more important than even tomorrow. But what I do now, it will determine what tomorrow will look like.
True.
So we keep on thinking about the future. We forget where we are. Then for the future to come, it's a journey. The future
is like, yeah. So just be in the moment, be present.
Enjoy the moment. Because if you won't enjoy that right now, who told you you'll enjoy the future?
Hey, but they, who told
you? Who told you never going to have a future? Well, enjoy the now. Enjoy the now. Like, literally.
Become a villain, this guy, Benao Malans. He says, play a
maisha. Hey, play a maisha, man. Hey, play a maisha, like to the fullest. Hey. But it depends with also what you do. Like for you, if you like writing,
do the writing.
Take a side.
I want you to tell the person who's watching us, probably they're in campus or listening to us, they're on campus, they're struggling maybe. Unaona?
Struggling with what?
They're struggling. In a struggle, you don't know what to do. Unaona? Because when you're on campus, there's so much expectation from parents, from lecturers, from yourself. And you were saying, live in the moment. What would you tell them?
Living in the moment. I'll give you an instance. There was a game we used to play. So you're being blindfolded and you're told you should walk straight to the destination. Walk straight to the destination, get the picture straight south. So this girl was blindfolded and the dad was next to her. So the girl was panicky.
She was...
To a point like she was even asking the dad, Dad, I don't know how I'll get to the finish line. But the dad asked the daughter, can you feel your next step? The girl said yes. That turned the daughter.
Wow, that's the next thing.
It is what is here. What is here.
That's deep.
What is there? You get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Think about it.
Think about it, guys. Think about it. Be in the moment. Live in the moment.
Yeah, Simkombia, I can also be a motivation speaker. So
you're also a motivation.
Yes, I have motivated my friends to leave their girlfriends and boyfriends. It works. It works.
You gabu. What are you looking forward to this month?
This month? Right now, I'm in a break after I did the film. So I'm more working on myself. That is investing in myself. So that is what is in my diary, like literally every time I wake up in the morning and I look at my diary, list of activities.
So you have a diary, you have a list of activities.
I have it.
Do you have a vision board?
I have a vision board. Literally every morning I get a notification from Google Calendar. This is who I am. This is what you are supposed to do.
Role.
This is what you are supposed to be. So it helps me to keep on track. And also when I feel I'm down, like Kan Kuchini, when the notification comes up, I read it, I'm like, this is what I wanted, man.
So you keep...
Because it. I know I'm my best friend and my worst enemy.
Amazing. Great thing you brought up. That was my next question. What are the 3 top qualities you look for in a best friend? Do you have a best friend? You just said your best friend is you.
My best friend is me. I don't think.
But if you're looking for in somebody with...
I don't look
like... You don't look for best friends? Bestie.
I'm the type of guy. I vibe. I'm
a vibe
person.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I'm more on I listen. But for me, I never share that.
You don't share. You don't
share that.
You're
but there's always someone I can look. Like Limongelese.
So that person you're talking about,
not my best friend.
Not
if you're approachable in this matter, Melvin,
yeah,
I'll come to you.
Okay. So that's what I'm asking. What are the three qualities you look for to tell somebody whatever you want to tell them?
Trust. Trust is the first thing.
Trust.
If I don't trust you, I won't even talk to you.
Okay.
How approachable you are. Because I may be good, but you have to look presentable for people to approach you.
Okay. So you look approachable.
You look approachable in terms of, I'll say, dressing, how you talk or
how you can
handle people.
Handle people.
If I see you handling Michael in this way, I'm like,
sis,
hey, you could then.
Whoa. You just pitch yourself.
So trust, approachability, and also how open-minded you are.
That's a big one. Open-mindedness.
Hey, man.
People are not open-minded.
You never fall in love with how people think.
You're a sapiosexual.
It's a genie, but that one.
Sapiosexual, I think, are the ones who fall for brain.
It's so good. You, for me, we're too mongena.
Yeah.
And if I'm, if unajua miwa such a limit in the things
I know,
I know, or I see. So I need someone like that when we can challenge ourselves.
I love
what, like, I see what you're doing. Yeah. You're good with people. Why not start this?
Yeah.
I know we don't have this and this and this, but we can try. If you fail, at least kwa kitabu tuandika, by the way, we tried, you know, and behold now. What?
It failed.
You see?
Yeah.
We go to another thing.
Yeah.
We don't give up. We move. Like for me, it's just a jungle, sky girls, but the journey.
We're coming there.
The journey.
Yeah.
Hey guys, so I think it's more of a trust, approachability, and how you think. How you see things in life. Because,
well, let me ask now, have you found it that more you relate more to guys or ladies?
What? Talk to, I'm a social person.
Yeah.
I will talk to all.
So you relate with both? I couldn't find more
to
share.
No, we are human, so you have to be compatible with your own type. If you choose girls, then it means there's a gap. There's a gap somewhere.
True.
Stick it by, but you should look into that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's your best meal to get you in your best mood? I just among the way to a man's heart.
It's food.
It's through the stomach.
Oh, through the stomach. Oh, my sour throat. Oh, yeah, it's passing the throat to the stomach.
Yeah. What's your best meal? And Joe, we don't think about these things.
No? Hey, me.
Oh, chef, is there?
I'm not Nini. I never discuss food that
much. You're not a food type of person. But this random question.
Okay. You see, Simbi na pork.
You love pork?
Wait.
Bro, I also love pork, bro.
Pork it.
Hey, pork. Pork is the best.
I love pork.
That you can.
Not wet, but dry.
You love dry pork. Yeah. Stir fried, ama, and stir fried. Fry, initonga je ikichomwa. Fried.
Fried.
Fried, okay, fried. Fried. Okay, so what is one goal, Ngambu, you have in the near future?
In the near future?
Mm. That you can share with us, that's comfortable for you to share with us.
My goal is to into what I'm best in.
Mm-hmm. And that is?
I won't specify.
Okay.
I won't specify what I'm best in.
But that's one thing I've noticed about you. You don't limit yourself, like, to, let's say, acting. Yeah.
But for acting, man, I pray for it, like, daily. I think about it daily.
Uh-huh.
I think I found a home there.
You found a home in film? Hey bro, you're deep.
I found a home. Like being on set, I'm just in another world where I'm just somebody else. Not Gambo.
Not Gambo, you are something.
I'm somebody, well, I'm Edwin.
The best version of yourself.
I think, I won't think of rent. I won't think of anything that's stressing me.
You are just transcending.
Like when I'm there, it's another world.
I love that.
That's it.
So you want to be the best in your field?
I want to be the best in my field.
Amazing.
I want to be the best example in a way. I can also mentor the people behind me. I identify those who want to, like, the... I tell myself as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing for a leader to do, for you to have that calling and you have what you have,
yeah,
the leadership.
Yeah,
it's also your responsibility to identify leaders. even and those who don't know their leaders.
And those, yeah, even those who, yeah.
You get the point. Someone might be sitting there and just see that person.
Okay. All that thought.
Nishkilia.
All that thought. So you are a leader, you see yourself as a leader.
Uh-huh.
I want to raise more leaders.
And
so you even identify people who...
Yeah, you identify the people. So. Because there are people who are leaders, but they don't know.
Yeah.
So it's for you to give them the awakening call. We're not being...
How do you do it?
As I said, you have to be approachable.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And from the way you look at things, and also be straightforward, don't waste time.
Cut to the chase and just...
Yeah, hey bro, can you nafanya? I love it.
Yeah.
It makes me think, I see you as something else. Usimambia, nani, like, if you, so if you've seen it, the person may take the initiative to think about it or yeah. to cross-examine himself or
and herself. See if it's...
And if it's really what you need, maybe niwe tu walikuwa nangojea umpatie the call.
I love it, bro. You are an inspiration, yeah?
Man.
So what is your most treasured possession?
Possession? Myself.
Okay, I was expecting something else. Yourself?
Hey, myself.
You're the most, you are the most.
If you can't take care of yourself, then you can't take care of anything.
Okay. Hey, bro. Okay.
So,
let me tell us if there's any habit you've picked from your parents.
Yeah.
Tell us the habits.
I'll take my dad.
Your dad? Once.
Kakuna mtu amejamini kwa ile.
Amejamini.
Huyo mzae. Ah, mimi na kwa nimemtambua.
Okay.
He's one guy. If you believe in this thing, man, go for it.
He will push you.
You will not have anything to support yourself, but enda. God atakupata mbele.
Okay. Hey, that's good. Shout out to...
my mom. Bro. My mom. Okay. Business. She's so business-minded.
She can do business. What does she do?
She attend all-round person.
And if I do everything. Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's amazing to have nice parents.
You can hear that you rainbow.
A rainbow. And that's where you get it from. Okay.
Anyway, I thank God for them.
Yeah. So the next question I would like to ask. Yesterday was Valentine. How did you celebrate Valentine? Was it your birthday?
On the 7th.
Oh, 7th was your birthday.
Yeah, I'm Kako.
So you're born 7 days to Valentine's.
7 days.
Okay.
Hey, then go ninja to Valentine.
Hey, we get to Valentine's.
Valentine Mukui. I'm going to pull to the guy.
So what did you do to celebrate?
I was yesterday, I was doing business.
You're doing business?
Yeah, we had.
You're working on Valentine.
Hey, who said it's a holiday?
I thought everyone in the world was experiencing love.
I experienced love. The customers, if they showed me love, by supporting my business,
yeah.
I was happy.
Okay.
I was happy. So, yeah, at least we did some cycling, me and my friend.
Oh.
My business partner said.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was in school also. I came to school.
You went to class? Oh, they're just business.
Hey, it's class, baby. Let me share.
Okay. Yeah. Are you single? That's the next question.
I am single.
You're single?
I'm very single.
Okay, so ladies, shoot your shot.
Don't shoot your shot.
Don't shoot your shot.
I don't. Let me shoot my shot.
Okay. So you are the one to shoot.
See, that's the work of a man.
Okay. I personally, I love when I'm the one shooting the shot down.
Shoot them. Buy guns. Shoot them.
We'll shoot.
We'll shoot. Like, now you can shoot.
Do you have any tattoo on your body? Would you get a tattoo?
I have enough in the knees, scratches, and mouth. I think I'm okay.
Okay. I think that's one of the last questions. So if I ask the last question is, who knows the most secret about you?
What?
You yourself?
I may know myself.
You have secrets that you're taking to the grave.
Mob. I wouldn't... mob. Because the secrets are also my dreams.
Oh yeah. I saw this. Sorry to cut you short. I saw this TikTok that you're supposed to keep your goals secret until they manifest.
And don't tell anyone. Because if they know, they'll distract you.
They will distract you.
Because if there's something people talk about, they can't kill something. Mm-hmm. They talk about it. because they never told you, so they'll spread from
the spray.
But if they know, they know about it,
then work on it.
Left life center.
Okay, what's the best piece of advice you've received so far as we wrap up the first segment?
Best advice. My best advice
that you have received, not that you've given. Not up here, we also give advice, but the one you personally received and it impacted you in a huge way. That one is deep, yeah?
It's so deep. It's mine personally.
Mm-hmm.
My director told me.
What?
I know, he knows I'm so capable of a lot of things. So it's for me just... He gave me the hint.
So give it the hint.
It's for me to dig deeper.
Okay.
It's for me to dig deeper. And till now, I still go through the charts. And when you that conversation, because if someone tells you things and you have worked with him in this project or something,
yeah,
then it means you should give yourself more chances. Yeah.
Hey, amazing. So that's a good place to wrap up. It's been me and Gabu. See you in the next episode. At the episode. See you in the next
slide
segment.
Oh, in the segment.
Segment. Welcome to the second segment. We are having a great time. I'm learning a lot from Gabriel Mukuya.
Thank you.
Angel Gabriel.
Gabriel.
Angel Gabriel.
Gabriel.
Okay. Yeah. Now, bro,
uh-huh.
The reason why we want to hear you, we want to hear your thoughts on acting. You're an actor. You've started your acting journey. So I want you to tell us how you got into it. You were part of drama. How did you end up in PAR Season 2? And tell the listeners and viewers, what's PAR 2? What's PAR, first of all? What's Sky Girls and all of that?
Yeah.
Hey. Me a lot. You can start by telling us what is PAR.
Oh, PAR, it's a film. Right now, I'm in Season 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's under Sky Girls.
Sky Girls?
Yeah, it's a movement.
It's a movement?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a movement that helps the teenage girls or girls simply to stay true to themselves.
So it's basically like a mentorship?
Mentorship.
For young ladies only?
Young ladies, that's what's called.
Why is there no Sky Boys?
I'll talk to the producer.
Yeah, tell your producer we need Sky Boys. Gender equality.
But I was so happy to.
But I love it anyway.
I was so happy to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was very happy because it was my first film. My first role is a main.
Uh-huh.
So I think for me it was.
So you are a main character. Mm-hmm. People keep being told to be the main character in the lives. You are the main character.
I was the main character.
You're acting as Edwin.
Edwin.
Who is Edwin?
Edwin.
Was the villain. Hey, bro.
The cheeky man who spoils everything.
So you are the bad boy trying to impregnate.
Not impregnate. Wewe. This guy can say what I could shoot at.
But then Shiga. My opponent. Don't cancel me.
the spoiler.
Uh-huh.
The spoiler. The
so you were the one bringing alcohol to people.
Actually, I was. This time I was the one impressing my friends to take cigarettes.
Do you take cigarettes yourself?
You never stoned
or smoke? Wow, you're peculiar, bro. Have you drunk alcohol? You've never. You're a.
Sema ni mianja lakini sikuwa najua.
Uko najua sikuwa
najua. Ni hiyo ndio nikamwambia bro, ilikuwa ni wacha.
Wao kwa najua.
Sasa nikaanza kujifanya nimeona. But they never caught me as a shika.
Okay. So Edwin is the spoiler. How was it acting as the spoiler?
Hey, it was so good. I had being the good person.
You don't like being
so overrated.
Ice guys finish last. Okay.
Okay, for me it was good. I related to it so much.
You look like you enjoyed being.
I enjoyed being Edwin, but I can't be Edwin many life.
You can't be Edwin.
I can't be. Hey, no. How many relationships do I have to break, including my best friend's relationship?
Macho.
That's being sneaky. Man, one in yokes.
You in yokes behavior.
Can know the whip.
Can be some whips. So you've started acting. How does it feel? You know it was on Citizen. You know, watching yourself on Citizen, for I think the session, the episodes are like for 30 minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes, six episodes.
Six episodes.
Ah, it was good. It was a dream come true.
I know you. How does it feel like people texting you? I'm sure people are texting you. Hey, Gabo, let me check in. Personally, I think I shared you on my story. How does it feel? How does it feel to be like that?
I'm so happy. Actually, like literally, every time I get the text, because I know this is a step to where I wanted to.
You're getting you're a step closer.
And I thank God that he has made it possible for me at this time.
Yeah.
Because I think I have reached the people who I think wanted to see.
You wanted to see?
You get my point, because I have siblings, they're teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
So at least when there's
Gabo, almost
as great. I was so happy to see myself on screen first, then now getting the feedback from different people.
Yeah,
it was so enlightening. At least they appreciated my work, and as I said, it's a dream come true. It was a good stepping stone
for you.
Yeah, I'm really happy.
So how did you prep for you to be Edwin? Ulinzita Arusha VP.
Okay, this is what my really hours.
And then we have, just before that, I just remembered, we have like listeners from Nigeria, USA.
Yeah, thank you.
So, yeah.
Thank you, international audience. We love you, man.
Yeah, shout out to everybody who's listening to us.
Yeah, my girlfriend is in USA.
And your girlfriend from USA.
Yeah.
Shout out to you.
Shout out. There's one from Britain. This is camera from Britain.
This is Britain.
Yes, it's from Britain.
Okay.
So,
how did you prep?
After I got the role, so I was told that I was supposed to be my character as Shifty.
Shifty?
Yeah.
Like?
Nico Siko.
Ugo, yeah.
Up there, I'm not there.
You're there, you're not there.
Like, I'm here, but it's like you're telling me this is a
mysterious.
But at the back of my mind, I'm going to spoil it.
Oh.
You see?
So now you have to tell that to
like, you tell me now you're going to propose to your girlfriend. Like,
the wind is spoiling it. Too.
You, hey, you wish. You will propose to the air. So I will be the force behind, you know, the enemies of progress.
The enemies, yeah.
Let me use that one.
You are an enemy of progress.
So I was told that I had to break myself in a way. I am a bold person. I am a courageous person. But they are, you know, these people.
Shifty people are not bold.
No, they are not.
Oh.
No, they are not. Take an example of a bully.
The bully, yeah, but the bullies are...
A bully, especially in high school.
Yeah.
A bully is so more of a bully when the teacher is not around. Mm,
yeah.
But once the teacher is there,
yeah.
It's like the guy's not even there.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
Take that example.
Okay.
You get the point?
I get it.
The bully is so superior to the people that he can torment. But no, being the bigger person.
He like shrinks.
Man's going to be humble.
Yeah.
You get
so you had to like tell yourself.
No, I had to know, because it was so.
Are you given? Maybe let me ask. Like as a layman, when you're acting, are you given all the lines to say? You have to say every single one, or do you flow?
Okay, you have.
You had your own things.
According to me, what I learned from my script supervisor, or the way they were guiding us.
Yeah.
We had the script. Uh-huh. You go through it. You get the line. The lines are there to guide you.
The lines are there to guide you.
And you get the story.
Uh huh.
Then the lens will guide you.
Okay. I get. Yeah.
Because
I always wondered how it is. So you...
Because I learned that at times when you may have the line, but you
don't have the story behind you.
You're just there. You're the robot. Ah, Melvin, you're going to be younger. So, you know. But you may have the story.
Mm-hmm.
You have the line. No one will touch you.
Okay. So how long was the shoot?
It was a month.
A month?
30 days. We were booked for 30 days.
That is day and night shooting?
Day and night.
Yeah, so how did you motivate yourself? And at the same time, you were a student.
That time, I forgot about school.
Yeah.
Hey.
You just focused on...
I was focused... Where?
Yeah.
Thank God I was doing online. But I that time... That 1 month, remember the drama club they were preparing for the festival?
Yeah. But
actually, when we were auditioning, we were already in the festival, the regional.
Yeah.
So I asked for permission to go and audition, then I'll come perform.
Okay.
Maget?
Yeah.
From KCA to Westland. There was it to be a matatu, so I had to use a motorbike.
So you did auditions for you to be in?
Man, you have to audition. This is a process.
Okay.
For you as an actor, you have to audition.
So speak to the somebody who wants to get into acting.
For
they have to do.
You have to okay. Before you go for an audition, you have to work on yourself as an actor.
How do you work on yourself as an actor, bro?
Performing monologues, going to masterclass.
They have seen you've done a lot of monologues on your Instagram.
Eh, but nilizito hakuna sai.
Oh, but you used to do it.
I used to do them. I do them. I send to directors. They help me correct. But I shot a monologue on Monday, but I may post it on Sunday because I have done like
a show. So that's the process you have worked.
Growth is a process. You may not like it. No one loves growth.
Yeah.
No one loves
it. But you know, I'm asking because somebody might see you, Gabu. And even someone like me, I see you on screen. I see Gabu here.
Let me tell you this thing. It is not easy. If it was easy, then everyone would be doing it.
So it's not easy at all.
It's never. You being here doing this, what you're doing?
Yeah.
Huh. Why am I not doing it?
It's because it's not easy.
It's not easy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm also doing it.
Because, and I'm not doing it.
Because it's easy.
It's not easy.
Mm. No, showing up for yourself, Melvin.
It's not easy.
Showing up for yourself and for what you love and for what you believe for. What you believe in, sorry.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
So what motivates you? That's what I was...
What motivates me? No, you saw the result.
I saw that. So now this is what motivates you.
For me, it's something like I'd like to do it for life.
Yeah.
I want to do it for life. So...
Yeah.
If I want to do it for life, then it means I have to work...
Extra.
There are videos I used to watch and from church.
Of someone?
Yeah, it was a preaching.
Okay.
The preacher was telling us, if you go to every place, let's say if you come to church, there are some principles that have to be followed for you to be in church.
Oh.
If you go to school, there are rules
or for you
principles
to be
and also for you to be successful in that field that is work. Even it's finances, for me to be successful,
in finance,
there are principles to be followed for me to be successful.
Yeah.
So anyone, that's why you may find there's a conflict where people who are not much of churchgoers, or let's say not firm believers, you may get them, they are more successful. But if you sit down with them, they'll tell you that for me to succeed in business, there are principles.
Okay, I get it.
You get it.
I get
so if I bring you to acting and you follow the principle,
you will get
who
the
said
result.
You will not get?
You'll get the result.
You get the point?
Yeah.
It is possible. But you have to follow. You
the
have
process.
To follow. Each house has its own rules.
Yeah, each house has its own rules. Gabu, now I want to ask you, where do I start?
Starting.
You start like you started in drama. Personally, me, I keep telling you, I went for drama. In university, not high school. I went for the first audition. I never went back because I felt like, wow, this is not my thing.
Oh. Hey,
so how do you start?
Start. Look what's around you. If you're in school, you have the drama club.
Drama. You can join the drama club.
Go and grow.
But nowadays, I think you don't even have to be in a school. You can start acting by yourself and posting. I see people posting.
Hey. Whatever you have, start.
Start with it. And you're saying something about church?
If you're in church, if there is a drama team.
Have you acted in church before?
Yeah, I have grown in church and that is why it grew. Like my church friends used to tell me, hey, Bruno, come to God, now act. Now I'm singing stories of Queen Esther,
Christmas.
Christmas.
So it adapts.
It adapts. Every step counts. Remember the story I told you about taking the next step?
So you just go step by step.
Each step counts. And the journey is so different for everyone. So don't compare your journey to the other.
Okay.
I am going to audition. Nime rejectiwa.
You mean rejected?
Aye. You think second is not my first and it's not my 10th audition. We audition like daily for actors. A poster can be.
You know me, I see these posters, you keep sharing them on WhatsApp. All of them, you've gone.
If my age is there, man, I'll try it and I'll share it.
So usually they ask for you to send a video of you. You send?
I send them. I have them in my drive. My drive, like I have I have 4 Gmail.
All of them is you doing your thing.
Videos, bro.
That's amazing.
Did you? So it's all about New York Pia Kujituma.
Yeah.
The way you push yourself, the motivation that you look for. Because for me to grow, for you to grow also, there are things you have to do.
Yeah.
If it's an acting classes, go to the
acting, classes. Do they help?
They help. For you to meet an icon who has done this film, holding a master class, it means
or should attend.
The actor has something to share with you.
Yeah.
And if he made it or she made it, who says you can't do it?
Okay.
If I made it to far, I made it to be seen on Citizen, if I made it to be.
Which I think the show actually has been renewed. I think it's going to
be 19th of February from 2 p.m. So you see, it all counts. In step counts. And don't forget the last step that you took.
Okay.
There's a lot to learn from the last step. But don't dwell so much on the last step, because there are more steps for you to
end.
Because they say the top of a mountain is the bottom of another. So keep climbing.
I also love that quote.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to ask, have you had that experience? You're walking in Rongai, somebody stops you. Hey, when will I say? Have you had that?
It has happened mostly in school. I don't walk in any that much.
Okay.
When I'm alone, I'm over an indoor password.
Oh, so you're usually in the house. Okay. So how does it feel? Like, Misha, I want a picture with you. Has anyone said I want a picture?
Yeah. I went back home. Hey.
Everybody wants a picture with
me. I went back home, so that weekend we were at Kesha. No, okay, Kesha. Scheduled to be on a panel.
To discuss
like life for others, Christians, how we do it, the life out there for you as a Christian in school, in work, and everything. So after that, and I'm like, hey, people are asking for photos. Nani mse, tunakana ya home.
Anataka pizza na.
Hey, sure. I'm still Gabu. I have not changed. It's just, ni vile tu, Kenya nafanya, though. It's more advanced. You get my point?
Yeah.
But I was happy.
So, you are happy, and I want to ask, what's next for you?
What's next?
What's the next step? So you're talking about steps. What's the next step for Gabriel?
As I said earlier, right now I'm on a break like for me working on myself.
Okay. So you're not doing auditions right now?
I'm auditioning still.
You're still doing auditions?
Yeah. Because now if a role comes, I have to be ready.
Uh-huh.
I can't sleep.
You can't sleep?
You can't rest. Because if they need...
So okay, is that auditioning part of working on yourself?
Mm. It is. It's part of growth.
Okay. Do you read books? Do you read on acting? Who do you watch to learn how to act?
I'm not a reading person, but give me a script.
You can read.
Okay. My books, if you come in my, like in my room.
Yeah.
The books that I mostly have are plays.
Oh, plays.
Collections of theater plays.
Okay.
I have them.
Have you acted in the theater?
I've done. Last year.
At which plays?
Change. Nairobi Performing Arts Studios right now. They're doing Return in the City.
Have you done like high school easy set books?
I have done set books.
Hey, you've been everywhere, bro.
My journey started so well in campus. When I joined campus first.
When you joined first where?
First year, I auditioned for the drama club. And can get drama. So then there was a director, Martin Steven Odongo.
Is he still there?
Yeah. But he's not in Nazarene. So he started a theater company called Hall of Fame Entertainment.
Ah, Hall of Fame. So can I imagine those people followed me yesterday?
Hey.
They're doing something on Dark Human.
It's a beautiful
play. It's a play. So I should watch it.
Buy a ticket. I shall buy it already.
Okay. How much are the tickets?
Advance is 800. Mm-hmm. For students is 500.
Where is it being held?
Kenya National Theatre.
Oh.
I'll send you. You have the poster?
I have the poster. I'll share it.
Share it, man. It's going to be a good play.
Okay. You're not acting though? But you've acted in the Kenya National Theatre.
Acted there, Alliance.
Alliance Francais?
Yeah, that's we did Strange.
Oh. Did you do the fifth?
I was not in the fifth.
Oh.
Well, I nearly... After... No, this is how it started.
Mm-hmm.
Campus, drama, then Hall of Fame. From Hall of Fame, I started doing voiceovers.
You do voiceover?
I've done voiceovers.
Most like for Netflix. You're also on Netflix?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You have like, research support you.
I'm researched. I know you. I want you to tell the listeners. Me, I know you've done voiceovers for actuals.
That's the Netflix show.
Yeah. So you did the voiceover.
I started doing voiceovers 2020.
How did you get into it?
Audition.
How do you do auditions for a voiceover? You send your voice.
At times they'll ask you to send your voice note. At times they'll ask you to go to the studio.
For Netflix. So you okay. Let me ask the next question. Does acting pay?
Acting pays.
So you're getting money?
Yes, it's work. You know this phrase,
you know, maybe
if you're so good at something, don't do it for free.
Yeah, I'm there. You're there now. You're experiencing
it. I'm there now.
Okay. So now
as we wrap up,
you said acting is pay. So let me ask, is Netflix paying you like for every time they use them, or it's a one time contract?
For me it was a one time
contract. So now how do you get auditions? How do you learn about auditions? I think you've done a voiceover for Netflix.
It's not even the visa. It's more.
Project. You've done many projects on doing voiceovers.
We have done a radio drama called Radio Salam. It was a story I was on. So
the villain.
Yeah, I knew that the main character.
Okay.
It was I talk about terrorism.
Ah, no.
Yeah, it is based in the coast. So imagine me using the coastal accent.
So you can even change accents.
You're an actor, it means you can do everything. Play with your voice, play with your body, play with your eyes.
But you haven't been told to shave before.
No, but if I'm asked to...
You will shave?
I will.
Okay.
Because I'm not being a boots.
It's the character.
If they ask for dreadlocks, man, take me to the barber shop.
It'll be a dread man, right?
But I want to stay engaged.
You can.
It's an important project in Nakatano. I mean, yeah. Somehow. But I'll ask for permission.
But you're saying does acting pay?
Yeah, it pays. As I said, if you're good at something.
So when you were starting with the Kenya National Theatre, was it still paying?
Well, it was paying, but not satisfactory.
Can you give us the range? You can give us the range.
Utenda some production, like for set books, but only lipwa 700.
Do they charge per show?
Show per day.
Per day.
Per day.
But that includes you eating, they cater for your accommodation.
Accommodation, they may cater for it, but food and other stuffs, you have the one for yourself.
For yourself.
If it's the start may not be good.
So you just...
But as I said, the journey is different for everyone. I have friends.
Uh-huh.
This is the first audition.
And
this is the first role. And the first big paycheck. Six figures went in there.
Six figures?
Ah. There's someone in Mimi.
Oh.
When I get point, Yango.
I get point.
Like where it will find you, you go with
it. You go with it.
But where you are, there's. Be content, but don't be comfortable.
Okay. Be content, but not comfortable.
Be content. Because if you're not content, you need to find things for you to get more.
Okay.
But for you, being comfortable, it means you don't want to grow. So you have to push yourself.
Mm.
You get.
And does the paycheck you get also depend on how you branded yourself? And how you carry yourself? It's your work ethic.
Everything matters.
Everything matters.
Everything counts.
Okay.
How you carry yourself, how you do that role. Because not every role is the same.
Okay.
You get.
Yeah, and
kunasani unafungia. Later.
Acting is very, you know, I've had some people doing some channeling. I don't know if you know channeling. Like for example, I'm watching Suits. I don't know if you watch Suits. You know Harvey Specter. So now somebody channels the spirit of that guy. And it's like takes them over. And then you start acting. That's why some actors are so good. And then you wonder how are they so good like that? It's because they're doing channeling. I don't know if you have heard about it.
Like, not copy paste.
Now, this is like a spiritual thing. This is like a spiritual thing. I don't know if you get.
Took over you. Let's say, like, if I love Thomas Shelby,
Blinders. Now you channel his spirit in quotes to be in you. And
how do you channel it?
I don't know. Me, I was asking you.
I've never heard of
it. Because I watched a video and some actor was saying that before acting, he channels the spirits he wants to act as.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, for me, what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to say energy.
Okay, what I'll say is the preparation for you to be that character.
Yeah. That, I think that is it, yeah.
You get, for some people, you have to be locked up in a room or a warehouse.
Yeah.
They feed you till you become this fat to fit that character. Times if my body is so big, they have to take me through a process. And what? Woman King.
No, I've not got someone.
Go watch the BTS.
Uh-huh.
You'd see how those people were working so hard, working out and...
To be that fit.
Everything. Everything counts. And for you to really bring out that character, man, you have to live the character. Mm-hmm. It involves research. Like...
You have to do research.
I have to look for people who are like this. If I'm doing a doctor, I have to say to the doctor, I know that.
Learn the terms.
How they're doing it.
Yeah.
You get?
Yeah.
Talk to them. Sit with them. It's not, as I said, it's a whole process.
Mm.
It's a whole process. So you have to do it. No. Like for me, I was told, when you're talking to everyone, don't look them in the face. You're not that bold, Edwin. Don't. So during rehearsals, I was... Why don't get? They talk to me. Anyone. No, I was like this, like
looking up, looking.
Down. Mm-hmm. I don't have the courage to look at you. I don't have the courage. Where am I getting
acting
this?
Acting is crazy.
It is.
So let me ask: what's one thing you learned that you did not know about acting? Now that you've gone like to mainstream level, did you find out that wow, people are actually being paid? And stuff like that.
I knew people were being paid.
You knew?
I knew.
Uh-huh.
But what I learned most...
Yeah.
There is life after acting.
Hey, there's life after acting. Like, you need a life after?
I had to break the character Edwin.
Oh, you have to say goodbye to Edwin.
You have to say it.
Ah.
Because Edwin was so... How come simple? So if I allowed the spirit of Edwin to take over me, man, I will be the baddest. Now imagine now being Edwin now, like the real guy, right here.
Yeah.
You see what kind of a mess he can bring. And also, like, how will I say it? It is also good because now I have to come back and I have to go home.
So it's like you are up there and then you're coming down.
It's never like this. Because I'll be here doing this role, I'll have to finish it. I have to wash.
Now, let me ask you a question on acting in Kenya. You know, we've been seeing this same. I saw somebody even made a TikTok on it. I forgot her name. That we have the same actors doing the same storylines. Siju, there's a lady, Siju, Ananda Teswa, Felina, Ana Potapesa. What do you think about acting in Kenya in general?
It's evolving.
It's evolving?
It's evolving. Okay. How many Kenyan films have you watched?
This year I've watched Disconnect, the one Imbuka was featured. I had to watch it because, you know. But...
give me a list.
I've watched... This year? This year we're only in February, bro.
Hey!
I've not had time to watch a lot of movies, but last year I watched Uradi. I've watched... which other show? Anyway, I think I've watched several.
There are more that you haven't watched.
But where are they? Where are they? Sure. I've watched Nairobi Half-Life this year. Again, I was watching it because it's so good. So you're saying it's
the story. What
do you mean it's a
more productions are coming.
More production.
When more productions come, it means there are more opportunities. Like for me, Sky Girls was my best opportunity. They gave us the young people a chance now to show it. Yeah.
So now, thank you. You said the industry is evolving, but what would you want to see as it evolves in the future?
See more original stories from
More original stories, like Because we usually have the same sijui. That's a storyline I've told you.
No, there are a lot.
Have you seen Bollywood? The way they can twist a movie. So I'm not saying we exaggerate the acting. Not even Salman. Yeah, it's all
Una
bounce. No. I'm saying like me all the times I've watched an Indian movie, I didn't know how it's going to end. Cause they have to do an intermission.
I know. It's evolving. Give
so I be patient. I become
more patient.
Okay, recommend the us who have not.
There are many. There is Nairobi. It's on Netflix.
Nairobi is on Netflix.
There is Nafsi.
Nafsi.
There is Pepeta on Showmax.
Okay.
We have Mama Twin.
Single Kiafi.
Single. Yes. I mean, the stories are many.
Okay.
Many. That's
so we should watch Kenya. Apart from playing Kenya, should also.
Have you watched? Click Bang.
No.
You see A Grand Little Lie. Ujona.
46.
Undercover Ujona. 46.
Undercover I've watched. The one.
How was it again? How was it?
That one was top notch, but it's not on Netflix.
No.
Okay, so now as we finish, again, what's your. As we finish up, I know you said we're finishing, but this one is the last question. You know, Mimi, one of the problems I have is up to today, we still have Mother in Law being showed. With the same character. We have Tidy High. Are you telling us we're not original?
Tidy High doesn't.
It has new characters, but it's the same Tidy High. What are you going to bring new? You can't tell us they can't bring something new. Is that the creativity level in Kenya?
No. As I said, you have not fully exhausted the Kenyan content.
But now they need to show it like...
Hey, we have the... TV. No. You can't limit us on the platform.
But then me, I'm rooting for Kenyan movies. Cause
they are there.
I'm rooting
for Kenyan movies. They are there. Have you seen Kalasha Awards? Have you watched the Kalasha Awards?
I didn't watch the Kalasha Awards.
You are missing. You are missing. Listen, Melvin.
No. Kalasha Awards.
I've seen what's happening in the industry. I may not be fully experienced, but I can talk on their behalf. For you guys,
so you're defending them.
I'm defending them.
May want to say the reason why I didn't watch Kalasha Awards is because nothing excited me to watch Kalasha Awards.
No, honestly. So you don't have the ability to talk about this thing.
Okay. So you're going to edit on that. So where can people find you?
First of all, you can watch me on Path and True Sky Girls YouTube, Sky Girls KE. It's coming back.
Mm-hmm. It's a rerun though.
Yeah, rerun. So Citizen 2 PM from 19th of February. Follow also Sky Girls on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok.
Yeah.
Instagram you can find me. It's Mukuya. It's _ Mukuya _ Gabu GAWBU. Or just type Gabriel Mukuya.
Gabriel Mukuya, they'll get you. Are you on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook, Gabriel Mukuya.
Where can they find that? You said you have a laundry business. Is it online?
Business. Yeah, it's online. But for the people around Rongai.
Rongai.
Yeah, we are getting there. Startup, it's a 1 month old business actually.
Ah, manze, I'd love to see people win. I'll bring my dirty laundry soon.
Chaff winning war. Okay.
Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe to whatever you said. Let's support young talent and Kenyan talent. Yeah. So see you on the next episode.
It's a wrap.